In less than 24 hours, there have been two mass shootings in the United States. The first was in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. The suspected shooter has surrendered to police. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says this attack will be prosecuted as a hate crime.
Listen, this is disgusting, intolerable. It's not Texan. And we are going to aggressively prosecute it, both as capital murder, but also as a hate crime.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents El Paso, says her constituency understands the importance of community ties. She says that standpoint differs from the one of the current presidential administration.
We want people to feel safe. And so we have a very different philosophy in El Paso from the philosophy that emanates from the White House. We embrace one another and take care of one another.
U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government. Across the country, in Dayton, Ohio, 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in a shooting in a popular nightclub district just hours after the El Paso shooting. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says officers managed to reach the scene less than a minute after the gunman began shooting.
If Dayton police had not gotten to the shooter in under a minute, and think of that, 26 injured, 9 dead, hundreds of people in the Oregon district could be dead today.
Anthony Reynolds witnessed the shooting.
We heard the first shot, but we didn't recognize it as a shot because of the buildings. You know, it kind of echoed. Then we heard a second one. And then after that, it was rapid.
Police say the FBI is assisting in the case. You're listening to VOA News. It was another night of violence in Hong Kong as protesters battled with police. Police fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators who threw rocks and bricks at a police station. They're protesting the government's handling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. The lights are back on in Jakarta after a huge power outage hit the Indonesian capital and surrounding cities. The failure began around midday local time and lasted about 8 hours. State power giant PLN has apologized, blaming a fault at a major power plant. The U.S. is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Idlib province in northwest Syria. That's the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed by the violence in northwest Syria. Thousands more have fled. Iranian forces have seized another ship in the Persian Gulf. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
State media say 7 crew members were detained when the ship was seized on Wednesday for allegedly carrying 185,000 gallons of smuggled fuel from Iran. It marks the Revolutionary Guard's third seizure of a vessel in recent weeks and the latest show of strength amid a spike in regional tensions. No further details on the vessel or the nationality of the crew have been provided. Iranian media reported last month that some 1.8 million gallons of government-subsidized Iranian fuel are smuggled daily to other countries where prices are much higher. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An Afghan official says a magnetic explosive device attached to a bus carrying media workers has killed 2 people in the capital, Kabul. The spokesman says the bus driver and a pedestrian were killed. 2 employees of the Khurshid TV station and another pedestrian were wounded. In June, the Taliban said local Afghan media would be targeted if they continued transmitting anti-Taliban announcements paid for by the government. Nguyen Chia, the chief ideologue of the communist Khmer Rouge regime that destroyed a generation of Cambodians, died on Sunday. He was 93. Nguyen Chia was known as Brother Number 2, the right-hand man of Pol Pot, the leader of the regime that ruled Cambodia from 1975 to 1979. The regime was responsible for the genocide of some 1 million people. The UN Food Agency and Yemen's Houthi rebels say they've reached an agreement to resume food deliveries to rebel-controlled parts of Yemen after suspending the aid in June. A spokesman for the World Food Program told the Associated Press that the agreement is an important step towards safeguards that guarantee the accountability of our humanitarian operation in Yemen. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All. all the hits and more right here on VOA 1.